Good evening. Welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts, Mary Hernandez. I'm accompanied by DC Love, and Liz's sister will be accompanying us in just a few minutes. How are you doing, DC?
Oh, I'm doing great, Mary. How about yourself?
Great. I'm so happy to have you back this week. We missed you last week.
Oh, I'm happy too. I miss you guys when I can't join in. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just a little concerned. I don't know if Blog Talk is working this evening.
Yeah, I'm concerned too, because normally there's like a list of callers and we have not one caller on hold.
Right. Liz is saying she'll be on with.
Right, for sure.
Yes, she'll be back in 2 minutes.
Yes. So in the interim, I'll introduce us, Liz and I. My name is Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath and Reiki healer. I connect with spirit intuitively, and I also bring forth messages from spirit using my variety of cards, tarot, and oracle decks. I also get clear yes and no responses. You can reach me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com or via Instagram or Facebook. And soon I'll have my website up for readings, which by next week I should have it all posted and updated up on our site. And a little bit about Liz is Liz's sister is an intuitive card reader, meditation coach, Reiki healer, card deck creator, and ordained minister, among many other things metaphysical and spiritual. Liz connects with spirit intuitively as well as cards to deliver messages from spirit. You can find Liz on Instagram at LizP11Love. And also, don't forget to check out her weekly live stream Crystal Singing Bowl Meditation. And tune in, because she's checking in soon, and she'll be doing that. Our singing bowl for us, I hope. How about you, DC? Do you want to?
Yes, beautiful,
talk a little bit
Mary.
About yourself?
I sure do. And thank you for introducing Liz as well. Everyone, this is DC Love. A little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, an animal communicator, a seer, a dream interpreter, a divine soul healer. And there's so many other things. And I feel like now, I feel like a telephone to the divine. That's what I'm being told. DC, you're a telephone to the divine. So sometimes, you know, others can't hear the messages, but they can hear, you know, myself and you, Mary, and Liz. So I'm a divine telephone right now. I'll go with that. That sounds okay. So I want to give a little channeled message that I had gotten from Mother Mary. I was asking who, you know, who's coming in this evening. I really didn't know who it would be. And I heard, DC, it is I, Mother Mary. It is I, Mother Mary, who come before you today, beloveds. I am here to help you heal with my divine healing presence. I am joined by the beautiful goddess Kuan Yin. She too is here to share her energy of compassion and mercy. She has lived on earth through many lifetimes and is known for bringing miracles. We are here today to address your concerns, whether they be physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. We offer a miraculous healing that is filled with unconditional love, regardless of your religious or spiritual backgrounds. Beloveds, close your eyes and begin to breathe slowly, taking in a few deep life force breaths. Breathe in this radiant, loving energy. Set an intention to connect with the divine feminine, balancing your male and female energy. On the out breath, release any tension, stress, and dis-ease, as well as any negative energy that has been stored within. Beloveds, you are becoming aware now of all that no longer serves you. All energy that has been blocked, maybe that has blocked you in the past, it is now fading away. On each in-breath, you feel love and peace replacing all those negative energies, a sense of stillness comes over you. And you notice your heart center expanding and filling with love and divine joy. You are enlightened, inspired, and uplifted. All emotional burdens are now being released. You feel a beautiful healing light that penetrates every fiber of your being, and you radiate with God's love and glory. You place your hands on your heart, and you feel your heart overflowing. You breathe in and embrace the love and light that surrounds you. Mother Mary and Kuan Yin hold you in their loving embrace. A beautiful white rose is being placed within your heart. Kuan Yin helps you to change your frequency of love as she places beautiful rays of pink and green colors within your heart as well, helping you to have compassion and love for yourself and then everyone who witnesses your divine energy. You are now in the frequency of unconditional love, and you will remain there always. You are now able to see every living being through the eyes of divine love. Your heart now radiates with love and light. It radiates so brightly that you shine on those that are near and those that are far. As your heart beats, love radiates outward and surrounds everyone with the energy of love. Beloveds, each of you are a sacred source of divine love that is here right now, and you are here to help heal our beautiful planet. I love you, Mother Mary. So that was the message that I had for today, Mary.
Wow, that was beautiful. My crown and third eye was buzzing. It was just throbbing. Like the message
Wow.
was just coming through. Wow, so beautiful.
Yes, and I see that Liz has joined us.
Yay!
Hi, Liz.
Hi, Liz. It was beautiful.
Hi, Liz. Hello, hello.
I loved it while you were reading your message. It was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Do you have a bowl with you this week?
I do. I have found, Yay. I don't know about anyone else this week, but I have felt crazy energy, like just all over the place, really
yes.
anxious.
Oh, yes. we were just mentioning that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you were, because I know that we probably all were feeling it.
Yes,
so I
yes.
brought a root bowl with me today. And our
Beautiful.
Root chakra is at the base of our spine. It's what helps us feel grounded and connected to the earth and gives us our sense of stability and security. And the color that's associated with the root is red. So I thought that was a good one for this week with everything going on, all the excitement and craziness of Halloween. This is my favorite time of year. So why don't we all take a nice deep breath in together through our nose and let it out nice and slow through our mouth. And we'll go ahead and do another deep breath in together and bring your awareness to the base of your spine through your root chakra.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, you feel so much more grounded. If you weren't grounded prior, you know, to joining us with the meditation mm-hmm. and now with the full bowl that Liz has offered, and Mary has some messages. But with the root chakra, we do have, you know, a couple little affirmations, I guess. I am confident. I am successful. I am in control. I am strong. I am abundance. I love my body. I trust life. I am loved. So that's a really important chakra. It really is.
It is. If you think about it, it's our foundation, right? And if you think about how your house is only as good as the foundation that it's on. So it's important that our root chakra is balanced and healthy and open, because it takes its toll on a lot of other things in our body. So.
Oh, it truly does. And Mary, before you give your message, I just have to laugh because Jackson, you know, was here growing up prior to going to school, so he knows a little bit about, you know, the chakras and all different things. And if he were here tonight with us, he would say, don't be a pain in my root chakra.
Oh, my gosh, he's so cute. Oh,
I can't wait for the first report you see about kids in his class that aren't grounded, you know, that don't, that their root chakras are out of balance. I'm sure he'll pick right up on it.
Yeah. Well, I had to sneak that in for Jack because it's just funny to pass up, so.
Wise beyond his years, for sure.
Yeah. Mary, do you have any beautiful messages this evening?
Yes. I picked two cards. I picked from the postcards from Spirit, and this is what came out, and then from the Angels and Ancestors deck. The first message is, dear wonderful you, intimacy is scary sometimes. It means you have to let someone else get to know the real you, not the perfect, flawless mask you wear for others. No, it's time to reveal the cool one, the passionate one, the imperfect one, that is totally you without artifice or walls. Yes, you will be exposed and vulnerable for a time, but it will be so worth it. This is the only way you will know true closeness with others, and you will also be close to Spirit and to us. There is amazing freedom that comes when you let go and just be yourself with another or a group of people. Release from the invisible bindings that keep you from intimacy is truly empowering. So may we support you wholeheartedly in this choice. You will know yourself better, and we hope learn to love yourself as much as we do. Life is about who we are with others, so we can share it. You will be so glad you did. Loving you so, so, so much. And in the back it says, live your dreams. That's a beautiful one. I'll post it on the Sacred Embers. And then the other card that came out was the stag. And I think someone had posted something in one of my groups that I'm in on Facebook regarding the stag. So I'll make sure to post this one also on my friends. So the stag is trust and thrive. The message is come alive and thrive. Stand in your light and glory with grace and majesty. The stag card brings graceful and powerful medicine into your life. In the Celtic traditions, the stag with his crown of antlers is known as the king of the forest, and it is a totem that brings protection in challenging times. In Native American traditions, he is greatly loved, for stags and deer have provided food for the people and materials that have allowed them to create medicine items such as drums, rattles, and smudge fans. Although the stag has been hunted in the past and still is, he has strength, dignity, and poise. When this card arises, it can also represent fertility and sexuality, maybe an opportunity to explore your sexual side with your spiritual integrity supporting you on that journey. You have an opportunity to thrive. Trust in all that you have to offer, all your gifts, strength, and power, and make the most of it. You were born to lead, and this can only become reality when you are willing to put yourself in that position. Stag energy allows you to feel safe because the antlers keep away anything that could interfere with your intelligence and presence, and their strength gives you the power to be agile in your thinking. You are being encouraged to retain your dignity and be proud of who you are and all that you've accomplished. This, in turn, will give you even more power to thrive, onwards and upwards. Wow, that's so beautiful.
That's absolutely amazing. Yeah, and Ginger is here, and she's saying you let Jackson speak, but Jackson didn't speak. I spoke for Jackson, Ginger, so I'm clarifying this. And as you were beautiful message, Ginger's saying, well, Mary, I see a dolphin around you. Because you're very playful.
Me.
You're filled with joy. You have deep wisdom. You like to sing. You're very compassionate and sensual. So she did see the dolphin around you. And then for Liz, I said, what about Liz? She said, I see a serpent around Liz, and it represents transformation and healing and life energy. And she gave me, I guess, I think it's a druid, the druid name, the adder, but it's a serpent, Liz. And it has, I guess it has something to do with St. Patrick, you know?
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Oh.
But it's the serpent is saying, I am a serpent, I am love, I have been the adder of the mountain, I have been a serpent in the river. So I do feel like you are, you know, one that is transforming, and you have this amazing, you know, life energy within and the qualities of healing. And, you know, Ginger's saying, like, Liz, don't be afraid to shed some of that skin, because she's saying there's more abilities that you have that you're not getting in touch with yet, if that makes any sense with you.
Yeah, she's right.
Okay.
She's
and Mary, you have this
girl.
Amazing connection with water, so the dolphin is perfect. And she's talking about doing breath work. Have you been doing breath work, Mary?
Yes, more meditation for sure.
Okay, so I
but
think
I'll,
the both
I'll
of them
continue doing
well.
More so. And
I love
the water. I'm on the water.
I know. That's all we, you know, we hear when, you know, the water, the water,
yeah.
the water. It's like this amazing dolphin.
Yeah.
And I love it. That's awesome. Beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Oh.
Thank you,
yeah,
Ginger.
Well,
we love you.
She wanted to come in. Okay.
Okay, so you guys are ready. I think we finally started getting some callers.
Definitely. You know what? I was going to pop out of the studio, but if I pop out of the studio, I'm going to be disconnected.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think we're okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Well, we're ready to rock and roll, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see if there was any callers from last week. I don't see any. Okay.
I just was speaking to Mary. I don't see anybody. Maybe they'll get on a bit, you know.
Yeah, area code 614. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Oh, hello.
Area code 614.
Me?
Yes.
It is.
It is you.
Yes. Thank you, ladies. Jess calling.
Oh, my
gosh. Australia.
I forgot your name, but you are so bubbly.
That's, yeah, Jessica from Australia. Beautiful.
Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Oh, finally I can make it, you know, to the show. And I'm so glad because, you know, I've been on my Avenger pilgrimage for the last 4 months. And I'm glad I got to get back and, you know, give you guys some updates.
That's beautiful.
I'm so glad I'm here now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
do you have a question for us, or just want to give us an update?
Oh, yeah, a message from the spirit, because it's really, you know, sometimes you feel like I need that dose of soul nourishment, and, you know, to be on the show is always that time that I give myself and really, like, back into my spirit, and I love that. But yeah, it's my update.
Well, just this is DC, and I was wondering. I saw this big, beautiful heart, and Ginger saying, "Embrace who you are, Jessica. Embrace the beautiful woman that you are." So that's the first thing that I was given was that big, beautiful heart, and I'm getting have confidence in yourself. I feel like possibly has there been some doubt about yourself, maybe doubt about your purpose, doubt about your journey? Has there been questions? Well, I don't think I could do that. Maybe I'm not good enough. You are good enough.
Yes.
You're amazing.
Yes.
You've got to believe in yourself. Okay, you are amazing.
Yes.
Have you been doing your mirror work?
No, not lately.
In front of the mirror. I love you. Because I really feel
yes.
the mirror work is really important. When you see your beautiful, you know, you see your beautiful reflection and just say, Jessica, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. I love you. And I feel it's really important because, you know, when you look at that beautiful reflection, you see all the beautiful, incredible qualities that you have. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, are you still with us, Jeff?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I can hear you now. Thank you, hon. Okay, and what I see like coming forward is a beautiful angel, and she's saying, my beloved Jessica, you are never, ever alone. I am always with you. And she's there, and she's going to help to guide you on the path that you need to be on. I do feel that this path may be going in a different direction for you. Have you been thinking about that?
No, I just continue on, just traveling up north.
Okay.
But it's been amazing so far. Yeah, I stop at the town. I get a lot of support for my work, and I've been
beautiful.
Meeting people
are you
that I'm into.
For you,
yeah.
too, as well as, you know, doing for others, are you taking time for you to meditate and to just focus on, you know, your higher self and... Because I'm getting, you know,
yes,
just,
that
you need to make sure that you take time to listen, you know, to listen to your guidance, to just, you know, to keep, you know, going forward. Because I feel like quiet time is just as important as what you are doing. And,
exactly,
you know, making sure that everything is aligning with love. Now here, you know, where we are, it's, you know, the fall weather. Ginger wants to know, Jess, what is it that's motivating you right now during this season of your life?
Just helping others, like to be of service.
Beautiful. Okay. Okay. I feel you do help others. I really do. But you've always got to make sure that you have time just for you as well. That's just as important, because if we don't take care of us first, there's not going to be enough to give to others. And Ginger has been playing with this little girl, and I'm saying, who is that? And she said, who do you think it is? That's Jessica's inner child, Mom. She's so much fun.
Yes.
So have you been connecting with that beautiful, precocious little inner child?
Okay, I need to connect with her more.
Yeah, because you know what? She's very spontaneous. And Ginger loves that, and she's creative. She loves to have fun. And I don't know if you know that, but as you play with your inner child, it's very healing. So that play is actually, you know, that playtime with her is actually something that's going to help you to go forward. And I feel like she's going to help you to believe in miracles and to really create them in your life, okay? So make sure you take time out to put little Jess, okay, and have some fun with her. I just feel that's really important.
Beautiful.
Okay, and we have Archangel Ramiel coming in, and he's the Archangel of Hope, and he's saying, my beloved Jess, have faith. All is well. All is well this day. Have faith in your hopes and your dreams. They are all being made manifest in physical form. Have faith, beloved, that all is unfolding as it should be for your highest and best. Have faith. Have faith in you. Have faith in the process. Have faith in this given moment. Have faith, beloved. So that's what I have for you, myself and Ginger, of course, and I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. And I just have to say it was so beautiful to connect and hear your voice.
Oh, thank you, DC. So,
you're
so
welcome, hon.
Honest. To connect with you too. Thank you. You spot on. Everything was resonate very much.
Hi, Jeff. It's Liz. Funny, I thought about you 2 weeks ago on the show. I thought, boy, we haven't heard from Jess in a long time.
Because
you get familiar with the numbers, and I thought, I'm like, is this one? There was an odd one on there, and I thought, is this her? And I looked back, and I said, no, that's not her. So I was wondering how you had been, because I knew you were about to take off for big things the last time we talked. And I see that. I see that you're still kind of, like DC said, you're not fully embracing everything about you. You're still holding some things back. But that's what we do. You know, you're getting more and more comfortable. So keep working on your self-confidence because you are in a time of change and you're in a good, steady movement. You're in a flow. Things are working out for you. You're enjoying your time. But make sure, too, that you're recognizing the things that you did accomplish, the little goals that you set for yourself that you've already done, you've already, you know, gotten through, and make sure you're celebrating them, you know, even a little bit. Even just saying, I'm so proud of you, Jess, because you got this done, or you did that. Make sure you do that, because it's important to celebrate our accomplishments when we achieve them. You know, so that's just where you are right now. And then I brought my surrender deck with me, and two cards popped out for you, and they have beautiful messages, so I wanted to share them with you. The first is surrender to creativity. Let your imagination soar. Stay open to all creative ideas about how to pursue a dream or solve a problem. So make sure, you know, take it more time to meditate, because when we meditate, we tap into our higher power. We get insights from them. And that's where our creative side comes from, right? So all the fun ideas that come to you that you're like, oh, that would be really fun one day. Don't be afraid to try them out, because those are the things that are being sent to you, because they are good ideas that are going to work out. So they're like little hints from the universe. You know, and tap in, get creative, be excited, because you're so bubbly when you're excited about something that when you share things that you're passionate about, you bring that same energy, and it gets everyone else in the room excited too. So that's what's important about tapping into your creativity. And then the next card is the beautiful sunflower, and it says, surrender low self-esteem. You deserve success, love, and abundance. Set an intention to identify and release any remnants of low self-esteem. So I think this lined up perfectly with DC's message, but your mirror work, do that every day. You know, I love you. I am beautiful. I am successful. I am powerful. I have great ideas. All those things. Get yourself in that mode, because you are all of those things. And you are able to bring that into the world and just push yourself to that next level with hardly any effort at all to make your life even more fulfilling for you and to be even more successful and more happy than you are right now, if you could even imagine. But but you're right there. You've done so much work. You've come so far. I remember a year ago when I started on the show, talking to you, and the difference now and how much you've reached out and expanded and grown. So you know the sky's the limit. Just keep doing it, keep working at it every little bit. And you know, the inner child, I think it unlocks a little bit more. And you know, we never stop discovering things about ourselves that we need to heal or that we're good at or that, you know, we get nervous about or fearful of, but every time they become smaller and smaller things, and they become easier and easier to work through. So just keep chipping away, because you're doing great. You've already done great, great work, and you'll continue to do great work. So that's my message for you. I hope that resonates and makes you feel good.
Yes, it's beautiful. Thank you so much, Lee. Yes, I've been, do have a bit of doubts and self-esteem because, when I have I don't want to make it a bit too long, so you guys have time for others, listeners as well. But, yeah, thank you so much, Lee.
Jessica, oh, I still have a message for you. It's Mary. And a beautiful messages, lady, DC and Liz. And this, these messages coming through for Jessica also resonate with what you guys gave her. So the first message is from the Postcards from Spirit, and it says, "Dearest you, all your prayers are heard and mirrored back to you from the unseen realms. Be grateful, praise things before they manifest, and always ask for the highest good. When you plead and beg, that will bring you only more reasons to plead and beg. Instead, offer your prayers as sacred gifts, as a testament to your faith in a higher power. Open up and let spirit move through you and comfort you. Add meditation as a way to become empty, so you will be ready to be filled with inspired epiphany, peace, understanding, and joy. In this moment, your prayers are being answered for the highest good of both you and all of life. Sometimes what you pray for is not supposed to happen for you, and your prayers will be answered in surprising ways. At this moment, we are listening intently to your prayers and want you to know that your highest good is our priority. All is well." And I'm so chilled. And it says, "You are a butterfly." You're going through a transformation. Oh. That is so beautiful, Jessica. I'm so, like, chilled from head to toe. I have goosebumps everywhere. That was so beautiful. And then, this is a topper. So I picked from the Keepers of the Light or Oracle deck by Kyle Gray, and the first card that came out was faith, humanity, and benevolence. Stay calm, trust the good in yourself and others, and see the light in the world. So she says, "Stay calm and breathe. You are a divine being of love who has done so much in the world. You may be going through personal transformations and feel that you're not getting anywhere, but Archangel Faith is drawing close to guide you beyond the limitations that your ego or fears have created for you. You may be trying to work out whom to trust. First, trust yourself. When you do this and recognize that you are made of love, you will attract those who reflect that love and can enjoy true friendships and loving relationships. Know that good is here to stay." Wow. That is so beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. So that's Archangel Faith. And she is
Archangel
the
Faith.
Twin flame of Archangel Michael, just in case you didn't know. And Paul the Venetian kept telling me to give you this card because it kept looking at me. It kept jumping out, and I'm like, is this a message? And then, you know, it kept going back in the deck. And then all of a sudden, as soon as I picked up Faith, he's the last one on the top of the deck. So I'm like, okay, it's meant for me to give it to you. So it says, "Experiencing grace." And it's Paul the Venetian, and "Share your gifts with grace, and waves of inspiration and love are coming to you. Whatever creative ideas you are having at this time, they are inspired by the divine. Paul the Venetian is here to help you channel your gifts. You may have felt blocked or held back in the past, but now it's time to recognize how talented you really are. Follow your bliss and share your grace. Your creativity is a gift to the world, and as you share it with all those around you, you make space in your heart for goodness to enter. Recognize your gifts today and express your creative self in a way that suits you." Whoa, that is beautiful.
Wow,
I was just getting something. Just like GC mentioned, just continue doing the mirror work, because I keep looking at my positive affirmations from Louis Tay, and one is in a heart saying, "I am comfortable looking in the mirror saying, I love you. I really, really love you." So that's meant for you, for sure.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, I'm sorry, this is and this is a long reading, but I've been giving crystals out. the crystal that I picked for you or was guided to pick for you was the green calcite, and it's for prosperity, inspiration, and balance. And it's the color green, and it works with a higher heart and the heart, obviously. And then the uses, green calcite brings about the future of your dreams. This gentle stone releases deeply buried emotions. It helps clarify your communication so you can articulate your desires and better understand how to work toward them. It is the stone of prosperity and abundance, and it attracts success and richness and love. This calming energy is wonderful for soothing stress. Green calcite is beneficial for mental health and bringing balance to the mind, body, and spirit. It's an emotional anti-inflammatory, cooling anger and other negative emotions. Healers believe it's also a physical anti-inflammatory, helping to reduce joint pain and arthritis, as well as to support fertility. So that's a beautiful green calcite as a is a crystal that I'm recommending for you.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. I helped my first woman circle last week, and it was pink and pink. Like, I had amazing feedback. So I'm guided to having one today, and I had green in my vision. Like, as soon as I'm thinking about it, it's green. I'm so glad you...
Oh, wow,
that's
beautiful.
To share with me.
What a beautiful confirmation.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. And now I know that was the same to me, and I just didn't make my mind up on it. You know, I just didn't make it up.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
That's just
that.
A confirmation from
God,
Spirit.
Yes, I love all the messages, and I love you, Letty, so much. Oh, I'm so
I love
at
you
this
too,
time.
Jessica. Thank you for calling, Jessica. Make sure you keep us posted.
Yes, I will. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay.
You're
welcome.
I have to connect soon.
Okay, yes. I'll put
you're
you on
welcome.
Hold now. Wow, that was such a beautiful reading.
What a way to start the show.
It
yeah,
was.
That was absolutely amazing.
Yes.
So nice to hear from her, too, because she...
oh, my goodness.
I really was. A couple weeks ago, I just thought about her on the air. I was like, boy, we haven't heard from her in a long time. I was hoping everything was going well for her.
Yeah, my goodness.
But, you know,
I love when that happens.
I was going to say, with the affirmations, I always share, or Mary is always good about sharing how... I do the dry erase marker on the mirror for the affirmations. But what my teacher taught me, too, was to program them in your phone as a reminder, right? Like, we have all these alarms on our phone. So you could program an affirmation on your phone to pop up at, like, 2, 4, 6. And then every day at 2, 4, and 6, this little thing will pop up and they'll say, I love you, right?
That's beautiful.
Yeah. You know, that's another
so
easy
nice.
One with your affirmations to you know, create that habit, because that's our hardest problem as humans, right, is to create a habit or break a habit. So it's being consistent.
Yeah.
And if you do something like that, it just pops up and tells, oh, yeah, that's right. I am powerful and successful, right?
One thing I do is every time I use the restroom, since I'm working remotely, I go in the bathroom and I'm like, I really, really love you. You are so beautiful. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Imagine somebody heard me. Like, doesn't she live?
You know what, Mary? That reminds me of a little clip I saw on the news. The people that have, like, Alexa, and Alexa's in all the different rooms. It was listening to a conversation between a husband and a wife, and they were talking just about something, maybe for their car or something, and it sent it to one of their friends on their contact list. The entire conversation.
Serious.
Oh, my
gosh.
Those of you listening that
have
Alexa around the house, you know, disconnect her if you're like Mary going in the bathroom loving yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I really, really love you. Imagine texting that to somebody. I'm so glad I have no Alexa in this house.
I know. I'm not a fan of those, and I don't have any of them at my house either.
No, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I have just a little JBL, little one for the pool when I go to the pool. It's a summer radio. You know, it's a little boom box that I have, but it's not like Alexa.
Yeah, so anyone that has Alexa all over the house, you better, I don't know, disconnect her or do something.
You
want to talk about something, you don't want anyone else to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
That is so
funny.
I think, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I think we see a call. I see a caller that called 2 weeks ago, and they were unable to call, I guess, last week.
Okay.
So I'm going to pick them up now.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Hello?
Area code, yes, area code 860. Welcome to Angel Answer.
Hi.
How are you?
Amla.
Hi, Amla.
What's your name? Oh, Amla.
How are you?
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How
oh,
are
it's
you?
So nice to connect with you.
Yes.
Goodness.
Good to hear you
guys.
Well,
you
guys are having
a
party over
beautiful
there.
Amla. I saw a magnificent heart, and I was wondering who it was for, and it was for Amla. And Ginger has beautiful I Am personal power affirmation. I am surrounded by unconditional love and harmony each day.
Aww.
And the other part of the message is from Ginger, in stillness I discover the wonder of my joyous heart. The mysterious space between thoughts and feelings reveals the gap between thriving and surviving. My heart is open to infinite possibilities.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so that was from Ginger. And she's saying, Amla, I just wanted to, you know, say hi. She wants you know, to know that everything that your heart is desiring is basically,
yes,
you know, in your hands. So
oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yes, girlfriend, let your emotions run, you know, run free. Or, you know, and she's saying, you know, you feel others. You're such a sensitive, beautiful soul. And allow your feelings, you know, of others to be in harmony with your own feelings. And in the beginning of the show, Liz talked about the root chakra, but for you, I'm actually getting the brow chakra.
Okay.
Between your two physical eyes.
Yes.
You do like maybe a meditation with the brow chakra or listen to, you know, if Liz has a, you know, a beautiful bowl session with the brow chakra, it's going to help you to be more aware of other people's emotions. Okay?
Yes. Thank
so
you.
That's, and it'll be really, you know, it helps to bring balance too when you're, you know, working with others. So I thought that was really beautiful. Beautiful. So do you have a question, Amla?
Yeah, it just, finally, I know I've called before, like, finally, I must say, in a good way, things are really moving on up. Things are, like, really expanding for me. I'm really excited. So, actually, you know, let's go there a little bit with that expansion. I feel really a lot lighter. I've done with the full moon last week, I've done a lot of fire transformation work and shamanic type of work. So I've done a lot of releasing. Yeah, it's really good stuff. And so I feel lighter, and I want to just, I was wondering about a relationship again. So, because I feel good now. Like,
Beautiful. Yeah, when you mentioned, you know, about what was going on, the first thing that I did hear were changes were coming.
Okay.
And the changes that I'm getting, I feel, would be in regard to career.
Okay.
And I see a window, and the window shows a new direction for you to consider.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm also getting that you've learned quite a bit, Amla, you know. So you know, like, this is your time. You know, if you'd like to move in a different direction, you know, I'm just getting, you know, now would be the time. Okay, and you were saying about a relationship. Is that what you were saying, too? What was the other one?
Yes.
Okay, good.
The relationship, yes, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, because with Ginger, it goes, she's showing me it's her message again is coming in.
Okay.
She's talking like about a higher love, being open to love. And she's saying, Amala, it's time to breathe. It's time to breathe more of yourself into your heart so that you may move more deeply into your heart. You've done the work. You've created this space for love. Now it's time to move into this area and enjoy the highest levels that love has to offer. And keep affirming, I move into higher love, okay?
Yes, beautiful.
So I just have like this amazing feeling. Ginger is like giving me a sense of, you know, the love that's coming, and it feels really, really beautiful.
Oh.
She has an affirmation for you. I make the right choices with my relationships.
Love that, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now Joan is coming in, and she's making fun of me because for some reason I get a lot of information on what's going to go on in my life through TV and movies. So Joan is saying, grab the TV schedule, look and see what interests you, Amala, because I feel like, you know, you may too get some kind of, you know, information, some kind of message. Okay? And she said she's going to get some answers, and you are, of course, you know, a wise soul. Okay? And she's referencing when I was saying about maybe like choices in career, she's showing me that you're at a crossroads and there's going to be a decision to make. Okay? So the decision would be, you know, do you want to remain where you are or do you want to move on to the next stage of your life?
Got it. Okay.
Okay? Yeah. So she's saying you've got to make time for you, some alone time when you shut out the world, you know? And, you know, maybe take a nice, I don't know if you like to take an Epsom salt bath or maybe some essential oils, but she's saying just this is you time where you just, you know, relax and connect with spirit. And I feel like you have a lot of messages coming forward. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see what she's showing me. Okay. And she's showing me that you're in the bathtub and you're just laying there and you're thinking about all the good times to come. And she's showing me, you know, you've got to be beginning, you know, a new journey of your life, okay? And this is the way you're getting some great advice, you know, spend time just with you alone.
Okay.
Okay. Do you like to cook at all, Amala?
I love flavors of, I do cook, but not much. But when I do, it's good.
Well, this might not even be cooking. Do you like to put things in the blender and, like, make maybe
actually,
stuff in the blender?
You know what? Spirit's picking up on my mom. My mom loves cooking, and I'm around her a lot,
too.
So that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great. So that's what I have. I hope it made sense. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies, and I thank you so much for calling in this evening.
Thanks, DC. That was beautiful. I love the blender.
Oh, thank you.
It's funny that came in. That's funny. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Take care, hon.
All right. You too.
Hi, Amala. It's Liz.
Hey, Liz.
How are you?
Good. I'm much better.
I know you sound just like so excited. It's great to hear your voice. So I got a couple things. At first, I wanted to say the last card, when I set my deck down after getting my message, I laid it down with the cards facing up, which I normally don't do. And the card right on top is fire and passion. And you, just as you were saying that you had just done all this work with fire and shamanic work and stuff, and I looked over and I'm like, oh, that's funny.
That
was right on top. So I'm taking that as confirmation that what you did has been working. It is working.
Yes.
I've also, what I had got before that for you was that you've gone through a lot of changes lately. Some of them you've made, and some of them you just had to, you know, experience and go through, really. And you're seeing that now, that they were all positive, even when they may not have seemed like it in the moment.
Yes.
And so right now, it's important for you to create a daily practice for yourself, you know, whatever
okay.
that's going to be.
Sure.
You know, you're
okay.
the one thing that you do, whether it's first thing in the morning or the last thing at night, that this is your thing that you go to every day.
Okay.
Because once you go through all these changes, you know, you've cleared out a lot of crap, you got all this stuff, you don't want to go back to those places. You don't want to go back,
exactly.
right? You want to stay in this place. You want to keep
That's
moving
right.
forward.
That's
so
right.
it's important for us to have a routine that we go to and check into every day. So,
okay.
you know,
yeah.
you develop it. It doesn't have to be an hour long. It can be 10 minutes, you know, 5 minutes,
yeah.
whatever works for you. But that one
okay.
thing that you connect with every day.
Okay.
And I think DC touched on that a little bit too. That's also going to yeah. help with your messages. You know what I mean? In that time that you spend, that's when you do your intuition work, when you connect and all that stuff. So I think that's why, you know, it's important because it's the last piece to your puzzle. And what I feel when you ask
okay.
about the relationship coming forward, this is going to
yeah.
pull you to that place where you are grounded and you are connected. Because when we have a
okay.
daily practice, that is what grounds us.
yeah. Yeah.
And that, what it's going to do is just pull in that right person, right? Because you're going to keep your vibration at this, at that steady level that's going to attract the right person for you on the vibration. That's why it's asking you to connect, and it's just going to naturally happen at that point.
Okay.
And then I'm pulling a surrender card for everyone because that's what we need to do.
yes.
And your card is surrender your belief in scarcity. And it says the universe is asking you to open to the infinite nature of abundance. In this way, you can remove blocks in your life and succeed beyond your wildest dreams. And so for you, I don't believe this is a card about money necessarily.
Right.
Your scarcity lies in how many people can be successful, how, you know, if the right person is out there for you, the right partner.
Right.
There's enough for everyone is the
right.
truth
right.
of the matter. So just believe that, you know what I mean? There's never going to be a shortage of the right person
right.
or the right amount of success. It's there and
right.
it's yours if you're ready for it. So just
right.
trust in that. Trust that the abundant things that are meant for you are out there and they're coming. And it's
right.
just, you know, we're just on divine timing, waiting for that, you know, the right time to show up.
Yeah.
I think that's really beautiful and everything is lining up for you. I do feel that. I feel within the next couple months, you're going to have, you know, you're just going to be soaring even more than you are now.
I can only imagine. I feel like, I think I feel it more because it was so dormant these past 4 months. So like even just that crack of a door means a lot to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, there's some expansion coming in. So yeah, I
yeah.
felt it right away, actually. And that like
oh.
I said, I know I'm repeating myself, but that full moon when I did that firework or whatever, I just kind of did it on my, it was more like intuitive. It was so
yeah.
amazing. And then I want to actually validate something you said about surrendering. I just offered a workshop this past weekend. I was facilitating it, and it was called, these are my words, The Art of Detachment. Surrendering with love and kindness. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. So it was 3 hours. It was a 3-hour workshop
wow.
that I facilitated. It was beautiful, beautiful. I did a nice
yeah.
chakra meditation at the end and washing, bathing everyone with light, you know, having them do it themselves. And it was just,
yeah.
it just reminded me. You could talk about surrender. And of course, that's what I just talked about this past weekend as well. So
that's the key
yeah.
right there is surrendering.
But absolutely.
I saw you, you're like on roller skates going forward here. You're like the, think of that Saturday morning cartoon from like the 80s where they're on roller skates, like roller skating the rainbow that's all over the place.
Oh,
that's
love
you.
That.
Like you're just going to be.
That's fun. I remember the roller skating rinks when I was a kid. That was fun.
Yeah.
We had those parties, birthday parties. Oh, those were the days.
That's where you're headed back to. So get ready. And that's my message. I'm going to let Mary give you hers.
Yes. Thank you, Liz.
Those are so beautiful. And you ladies brought me back to roller skates. I almost said rollerblades. Rollerblades, I'm afraid of, definitely. Roller skates is much better.
Yeah, roller skates is me. I can't do rollerblading. No rollerblading
for
me.
No, that's scary for me. Oh, my gosh. That reminds me of skiing. You know, rollerblades is just like skiing. It's the same type of skate, right? It's just that one line. And you have to have excellent balance. I picked two messages for you, and then I have a crystal. And then I just want to say, Emila, that your laughter is bringing so much joy to me. So thank you. I mean, if everyone would bring that laughter on, you know, to themselves, and, you know, it brings so much joy and balance in our lives, you know. That was one of my messages today to give. I finally found all my bullet points for today's earlier message, but that was it, bringing laughter into our lives. It reminds us that balance, you know, that it brings us balance, and balance is key to everything. So, oh my gosh, that's so beautiful. And then I just wanted to say, and I know they mentioned meditation for you. So what I've been doing, which I've taken a course with William Michael Forbes, and what he's taught us is at 5 minutes before you get out of bed, just think about what you want to bring into the day. So let's say, for instance, you want to feel joy for the whole day. So for 5 minutes, just think about bringing in joy. Just close your eyes and bring in joy, like in within, and breathe it in and out, and give it out to the universe as well. And I've been doing that, and it feels so great. What I've been doing is bliss, because I want to feel bliss every day, and I want to give bliss out.
That's beautiful. It's a great reminder, because I always do my meditations at night, but I do forget in the morning because I just want to get up and go. But it's a nice time to pause and have that moment or two of just, that makes complete sense. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. And then these two messages popped out for you. So these are from the Postcards from Spirit, and it says, "Dear you, there is only one you, and you have a unique place in the universe. Sometimes situations come up that challenge you to be authentic, and that means you have to be fully yourself and let go of being what you think others may want. Now is not the time to conform to other people's standards or expectations. Be proud of who you are and be courageous. Stand tall in your convictions. Being yourself is a powerful statement and will only lead you to success and ultimately happiness. Don't compare yourself to other people. Want what you have. Choose what your heart wants and know what your purpose is, yours alone. No one else can claim your magic nor take it away. When you place authenticity and originality high on your list of priorities and give them a prominent place in your awareness, extraordinary things will happen. Your life is a beautiful one. Love you always and forever." Oh, my gosh. That is so beautiful.
That is.
And in the back of the
card. Oh, my God. I love it.
There's a unicorn. Oh, my gosh. Like, that's not magical, right? And it says, "You are magic, Emila." Oh, my gosh. That's so beautiful. And then the next card is "Dear You. Now is one of those times you're being asked to add some distance, take a step back, and do nothing but observe. Don't worry about how long it will take to regroup. Just know it's temporary and actually an opportunity to take a breath. Slow down and look at how far you've come. Decisions for the highest good are made when you have clarity, which comes from being open to information from both the intellect and the intuition. When you step into the role of observer, it's as if you turn on a switch that allows your soul to be an essential part of the information gathering and decision-making process. In this way, you can approach things from a more neutral and non-judgmental place. We know you'll make the right choice. Trust us when we say now is not the time to get too close to the fray. Step back now. You will be glad you did. Love you. And then in the back it says, you are pure joy. Oh, that's so beautiful.
it's again that word joy, too, that's beautiful. That's
yes.
My word.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that word. I love that word.
Yeah.
And as you know,
joy and surrender.
I've been. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yep. As you know, I've been picking crystals for everyone, and the one I picked for you, which is appropriate with what you just did, bloodstone. I don't know if you know the crystal. It's for purification, protection, and courage, and it's dark green and red. It's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful crystal, and it works on the sacral, the root, and it says earth and higher earth, and it says, bloodstone is a great detoxifier. It purifies both physically and emotionally. Perhaps because of the mythology of its origin, it's also known as a stone of courage and sacrifice. If you're faced with a challenge, it can give you the determination and strength to face it. Bloodstone is deeply grounding, but also has an element of mysticism. Wow, I've heard that word today. It brings these two worlds together so that both your inner spiritual quest and the elements of your higher self can manifest in daily life. The stone also offers protection and can be wonderfully revitalizing if you're feeling mentally, emotionally, or physically exhausted. Healers believe it boosts immunity and it's beneficial for any blood-related ailments. So that is your crystal. It's called a bloodstone. And it's dark green and red.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm making notes. I love all these crystals I'm giving out. Oh, my gosh. I already have so many.
My goodness.
I sit every show with a bloodstone angel on my altar here to me. I have one.
Oh, my gosh. That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. That is beautiful. So, Amala, that's all I have for you, but wow, what a beautiful reading.
Oh, my gosh.
So
it was so juicy
called.
And colorful. That's the words I could use for it. All three of you, juicy and colorful. Beautiful. Oh, my God.
You're amazing.
I'm so excited. This is like, it's so true. It's like when you're ready, you just feel it. There's no questioning it, and it's the time has come. It's time for me to surrender to the world and bring it on, universe. That's my little motto.
Yeah,
for the
and if you notice,
mantra,
Amala.
Yes.
If you notice, when we're ready, doors will just open and people will come and help us, mentor us, or help us in any way possible to like enlighten us. Because that's what we're here for, to help each other enlighten each other.
Absolutely.
And, you know, get to this 5D world and leave the 3D behind.
It's amazing. Your energy is so, it's like kindred spirits, like, again, with you all, three of you. And it's just, it's so beautiful. I love calling in because I just love listening to you guys. It's just amazing. Amazing, amazing. So keep on shining your light, and I'll let you get to the next person. But God bless you, and keep on keeping on. And thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,
God bless you.
Thank
also.
You, Alpha.
Bye.
You too.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.
Wow, that's so beautiful. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah,
I love when you see so much growth from callers too. Like, and both our first callers tonight were that way. They, you know, are both callers that I think we've pretty much been talking to them the whole past year that we've been on the air. And
you know,
throughout the time, and they just, you know, how far they've come
the growth.
And come out and just are. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're.
if everyone else that's listening is not infected by their energy being so bubbly, I don't know what.
Oh, I love it. I'm so chilled
with
the bubbliness and the joy in the air. I love it. Okay,
absolutely.
So I'm sorry. Are you guys ready?
Yes. Yes, I think we are.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, awesome. Area code 856. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, how are you? It's Rosemaria. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Rosemaria.
How are you?
Good, honey. How are you?
Doing good. A lot better. Trying to get my stuff situated for tomorrow and to go through. And I finally got a hold of my friend that he answered after so many times of calling and being a pain in the ass about it. But now I'm wondering if it's, like, renewal or reconnecting or whatever he's trying to say. Because he's trying to say, doesn't know if he's going to retire or do something else.
Oh, Maria, I feel that the angels are with you, and they're asking you to have hope. Okay, don't give up. I feel like, you know, there's something good coming for you, and you've just got to, you know, just to have faith and just breathe, you know. I've talked to you for years and years, and, you know, you are an amazing woman. You've got a great personality. I'm just getting you sort of, you know, you need to stay a little bit more optimistic and, you know, let go and you know, let God help you, okay? And just, you know, open your heart.
God.
Open your heart and let, you know, love from, you know, all different forms of love in, okay? I feel like you've been, like, thinking a little bit too much. You've been, you know, like, going over things, you know, over and over. And I feel the hurt in your heart. Okay, and there's fear within you as well. And the angels are with you. And, you know, when you open your heart, that is a good thing because, you know, we get to open up to the beautiful love, you know, that you're so deserving of. And, you know, your heart is beautiful. And I see Archangel Michael, and he's standing with you, Rosemaria.
Cool.
Okay? He is with you. So are you...
Paperwork I was waiting on and... It was supposed to be sent here, and it wasn't sent there, so I don't know where it went to. For tomorrow, all that, you know, happy stuff.
Okay. Well, just have,
oh, my God.
You know,
cool.
Just have faith. Okay, I feel like, you know, good is coming, but you've got to have, like, a little bit more faith. What is it that, okay, the question is that you're waiting for something to come to you?
Yeah, I was supposed to get it because I didn't make it on time before I left because how they do paperwork and stuff and didn't make it before I left. And I told them where to send it to here to me, and they never got it. And I'm trying to get a hold of them and to see if it was mailed there. And it took me forever to get a hold of them after 2 months, and it's not there.
Okay, well, I'm getting, you know, just please hang in there. Hang in there and expect the best. Things are going to work out for you, okay? So you've got to just, you've got to have faith. You've got to relax and, you know, expect things to work out. You've got to breathe a little bit. I feel like as you're connecting with us, you're breathing so shallow. You've got to breathe a little bit more deeply and you've got to relax a little bit more, okay? And just,
okay,
you know, have faith. And allow it to, you know, allow it to really permeate every fiber of your being. Okay? I'm just kidding. Like, I didn't get a yes or no. I just keep hearing have faith. And Rosemaria, you're the one that's creating your reality. Okay? So, you know, allow things to flow a little bit more easily to you. Okay? And I'm seeing,
cool,
you know, as... We're connecting and everything. There's amazing light and positive energy and love around you. And Mother Mary came in at the beginning of the show with Kuan Yin and stuff, and the energy is still here. Use that beautiful love and light and energy and let it guide you to what you want, okay? Okay. Allow that beautiful energy, you know, to guide you, to have what you want, to go where you want to go. And I have a beautiful, powerful I am affirmation for you. I am a powerful co-creator that honors my inner and my outer being each day of my life. And you have the ability to have a beautiful life, Rosemary. You deserve it. And, you know, the answer to your question, anyone's question, is always love. Because when we think about love, we stay centered in our heart space. Okay? And it helps, you know, things to work together, you know, for us. Okay? So,
cool.
I'm getting, you know, don't lose hope. I do, you know, I didn't get a yes in regard to what you're waiting for, but I'm getting stay positive. I keep hearing stay positive, Rose Maria. Okay?
Okay.
And
I
am getting that good news will come your way, but you've got to stay positive. Go ahead, honey.
Yeah, it's like trying to, and it's been long enough, and need to move on and live my life.
You're feeling
and have
powerless.
Being too late.
But you know what? It's never too late because you have this beautiful divine team with you. And choose to stay positive, and feel the love, feel the light, and that helps to change things. Okay. That,
cool.
That's going to help.
Appreciate
you. It's going to help you to go forward. And, you know, really create the life that you're wanting and to get things done. Like I said, I did not get 100% yes. I keep getting, you know, maybe. But I'm getting that soon. I keep hearing soon. Things are going to go in a positive direction for you, and you've got to realize that anything is possible. It truly is, Rose Maria, okay? So
please don't give up.
Yeah, don't give up hope, okay? The angels are with you. And I'm getting the word miracles around you, okay? So the angels are with you. There's love. There's blessings coming your way. There's a lot of beautiful healing. And you have a divine team that's going to support you, you know, and everything that you do, Rosemaria. And I have to say, I did hear the word soul connection. So I feel like, you know, that there is going to be a soul connection coming if it's not there already. I did hear soul connection. It could be something that starts as a friendship and moves forward. And, you know, and it just, it turns out amazing. Okay?
Cool. Appreciate it.
You've got to hang in there, hon. I am getting there's going to be, Ginger Sand, girlfriend, hold on to your seat because there's major changes coming your way. There's going to be beautiful new beginnings, and, you know, it could happen. It could start happening in the blink of an eye, okay?
Got it. Appreciate it.
Okay, so I'm going to turn you over to the other lady, so please hang in there, Rose Maria. You know, everything is going to turn out good for you, okay?
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
Bless.
Hi, Rose Maria. It's Liz.
Hi.
And first thing that I have pulled out is the card ocean, and it's ebb and flow. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, we just have to take into, you know, that's how the world works, right? That's how life works. Like, sometimes we get great things, and then other times we don't get such great things, and some things go, you know, and that's just how it is, right? The back and forth. That's life. But as I was listening, as DC was doing her message and I was pulling my other cards, I actually got this message. I need to have you do this right now. So can you close your eyes?
Okay.
And picture yourself at the beach, okay? And the ocean. And so the water, it's a calm day, and the waves just kind of come in a little bit, and they go out a little bit, right? So they bring some in, and they take a little bit away. And it just comes and goes, right? And then now we're at the beach, and it's a stormy day, and there's huge waves coming in, right? And they're coming way back, and they're taking a lot of things back with them. But they're bringing a lot of things in, right? So that's how life is, too. You know, things are meant to come and go. Everything's meant to flow in our life. We're not supposed to necessarily stay with the same exact thing the whole time.
So we have to remember that. You know, sometimes we just give, sometimes, you know, it takes away, and it's all part of the cycle. And we just have to appreciate what it was while it was here, you know, what we got from it, what we were able to enjoy, and take that with us. And that's why it's so, you know, important to be mindful and present, because if we're not enjoying the moments, then we're always, you know, it's stuck in this mode of, oh, I should have, I could have, would have, instead of just being there and doing what our instinct is. And I do agree with DC that you have a lot of good things coming your way, and you know that too. You know that good things happen. You know that there's, and you're just kind of letting yourself get fogged with the fear that we all do. You know, it's normal. A lot of us, we get nervous and we're like, oh, things aren't working out. It's not going the way I want. And the thing is that if it's not going the way we want, it's because the universe has a better plan for us. So we got to let it go. We got to let go of our expectation and what we think is perfect for us, because once we do that, then we can allow the universe to deliver what is really good for us. And it's way better than what we had envisioned to begin with. And then two surrender cards came out for you, and they're perfect, perfect, perfect. So the first one is surrender to prayer. Give yourself over completely to prayer. When you pray from your heart, you will be heard throughout the universe, and answers and support will arrive. So just put out there what you need, what you're looking for, and it's going to show up. It's going to come. Don't worry about how. Don't worry about the why. Just know that when you ask for it, the universe is going to bring you what you need. And the second one is surrender to trust. Trust yourself in your decisions. Don't be swayed by other people's strong opinions about what to do. Take action and be confident that you have chosen the right path. So those couldn't have been better, more perfect surrender messages for you, because you do follow your heart. You do tap into your intuition, and you make decisions based on that, and don't ever question them, because they are the right decisions. The naysayers are the people that are telling you they're wrong. So I hope that message resonates with you, and I'll pass you over to Mary.
Hi, Rosa Maria.
Hi.
Hi. So I got two messages for you. The first one is from Postcards from Spirit, and it says, "Dearest you, we have something exciting to share with you. You are a manifesting master, and you don't even know it. There will always be enough of everything that you need in your life. Money, opportunity, love, kindness. So whatever you're asking guidance about, have faith and be open to the many ways in which you will experience prosperity. Spirit is the source of your supply. The universe is always reflecting back to you what you believe. So whenever you fall into insecurity, you will be shown on the illusion, an illusion as if your fear were real. But the truth is that the universe is abundant. You are and always have been enough, and abundance is your natural state. If you can imagine something consistently as truth, you can and will create it. You are on the right path now. Keep believing, and the seeing happens. Loving you more and more every day." And, you know, it brings me back to the positive affirmations that TC gave you. You know, it's really key to keep your mind away from fear. And the one that I thought of to give you is, love is never outside of us. So, you know, when we're looking for love, it's never outside of us. We must love ourselves first in order to receive love, or that capacity of the love that we're emanating within ourselves. And the other card that I pulled for you, which is also appropriate, is the inner child from the Oracle of the Fairies card. And it says, "The fairies of playfulness remind you to make time to embrace your inner child. Playing keeps us young at heart. Do something silly and fun, but stay safe." So, you know, just get out there and start playing. you know, what I do on my walks, on the boardwalk, I see lots of animals, like all the dogs, and I start playing with them, you know, and it's so amazing to connect with animals, dogs, you know, it's really, really great. So that's what I do, you know, to bring out my inner child, I start playing with them. So just a thought. And then the crystal that I picked for you was the Herkimer Diamond. And it's for openness, amplification, and attuning. And it's clear, and it works your higher crown and your third eye. And the Herkimer Diamond is a wonderful harmonizer. This clear mineral has a high spiritual vibration, opening the higher chakras and creating a path of understanding to the divine. It's a stone of attunement, able to gently put people on the same wavelength or help you connect to a group or an environment. It also acts as an energy cleanser and has the power to store knowledge or emotion. Imbue it with love and healing and pass it on to a loved one. Herkimer Diamond has the power to magnify the effect of other stones, so work with it in conjunction with other crystals. Healers believe it can alleviate pain when placed in direct contact with the area that hurts. It's also known to relieve insomnia. So it's called the Herkimer Diamond. So that is my recommendation for you, or spirit's recommendation for you. And then one other affirmation that I have for you, Rosa Maria, is every thought we think is creating our future. That one's like my favorite because, you know, whatever we think, we're creating. And that's what your card said also, you know, just stay positive and, you know, all good is coming to you. You are a manifesting master, it says, you know, but you just have to stay in love instead of fear or doubt. Don't doubt yourself on how powerful you are. And that's all I have for you, Rosa Maria. Hope
cool.
that helps.
Oh, yeah. It's better if somebody communicates with me or answers me and all that stuff. It's a pain in the ass when I can't get reach of myself.
Yeah, just let go and
that's
let go. I know it's sometimes difficult, but, you know, that's what we like to say, and I say to myself sometimes, too, when, you know, I try to control situations. Just let go and let God and trust that, you know, that whatever's coming in is for your highest good.
Cool.
So that's what I have. Stay in contact with us and let us know how everything is going. Thank you for calling, and good night.
Appreciate it. Thanks, you too.
Okay.
Good night. Hey, Mary, I just wanted to add about the Herkimer Diamond. So the fun fact about them, because you can only mine Herkimer Diamonds in upstate New York, about an hour and a half from where I am. And this is the only place in the world that they're formed. They're actually a quartz crystal, and they call them Herkimer Diamonds because they are the only quartz crystal that grows with a point on both ends. All other crystals have a flat surface where they're attached to the stone and then the point where they grow out to. But Herkimer Diamonds actually are what they call double terminated. They're pointed at both ends. So it's kind of a neat little tidbit about them.
Yeah, and they're beautiful.
Yeah,
they resonate with beautiful energy,
beautiful.
Don't they, Liz? My goodness, I love the energy of the Herkimer Diamond.
They're
really powerful.
I'm surrounded by them right now.
yes,
I
have a
box
that I'm buying.
A moldavite. The moldavite and the Herkimer is very powerful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Moldavite itself is quite a fun gem.
So are you ladies ready to continue?
Yes.
Okay. Area code 310, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my name is Mindy.
Mindy? Hi, Mindy. Do you have a question for us?
I don't know. I'm just very grateful, and I would just love to receive a message and anything that I need to hear. I don't have a specific question, but thank you.
Okay, well, that's okay. That works as well. Yes, yes. Okay, the first thing that I want to say, Mindy, is Joan Rivers is coming in. I don't know if you like Joan Rivers, but she's here anyway, she's saying.
This makes a lot of sense, actually. I have a very good friend who was her psychic.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Joan is coming in, and she's just saying, when life gets difficult, laugh. Make a joke about absolutely everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was getting is message. You don't realize that, Mindy, you're a force to be reckoned with.
Thank you.
Okay, so, I mean, when Joan comes in, she only comes in when she wants to. I can't even bring her in when I want to. So, okay, let's see, what is she showing me?
Thank you.
Are you interested in love? Is there something going on in regard to love?
I would very much love to be in love.
Okay. Okay. Well, she's saying great, but don't think about love while you're driving the vehicle. While you're going down the road, don't be thinking about love. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, let's see what she's saying here. Yeah, she really loves your energy. She really does. She loves your energy. So take that as a compliment. Okay. And she's just asking you to embrace, you know, every moment, stay positive, and, you know, stop judging yourself. Okay. She's saying, you know what, she wants you to, I don't know if you do the mirror work, but that's when you look in the mirror and you say, Mindy, I love you. I love you. Mindy, I love you. And you say it and say it and say it until you believe it, because you should believe it. Okay? And she's saying, this is the perfect year to meet someone.
Wow. Thanks.
And just go out, have a little fun, you know, and that's how, you know, it's going to happen. You need to have a little bit more fun. Okay, so what have you been dreaming about in regard to a career? Because she's showing me dreams.
Oh, I launched two new brands, and it is a dream come true for me.
Wow, okay. Well, she's just saying, you know, keep going. She's saying stay strong, be bold, don't be afraid to take a risk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's saying, you know, keep going for it, make the effort, and keep going for it. You'll make your dreams come true. So that's what she's showing me in regard to that. I just want to see what she's saying. Hold on for a second. Okay. Yeah, be very proud of yourself. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so she's showing me you're ascending upwards. You're going up, you know, upwards on an escalator. Okay, so that means to me that you are going to, you know, you're going, you know, you're escalating in your career. You're going upwards.
Excellent.
And she's just saying, make sure you wear some cute underwear, because as you go up, everyone's looking. Okay, so she's just saying, make sure you have cute underwear. She's making it. But she's saying, you know, keep your thoughts on work. She's saying, don't be surprised if something unexpected comes up, like some kind of opportunity that's going to be very profitable for you, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, so she's that's
how generous,
what she was showing me. Okay. I have to ask you, then she was pointing, there's someone in spirit that's been around you. Have you been finding pennies in different little things? Because this person in spirit has been placing them, like, as you're going, you know, on your way. There's, like, little things being put in your path.
I have wonderful people in spirit,
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to look for pennies. I'll look.
It could be anything, but I know there might be a couple of pennies, so I see pennies. And they're saying that you need like a little break. You need to do something different for a little bit.
Yes.
Have you thought about, you know, just taking it easy, taking maybe like a couple of days off?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
Is there someone that passed and you just think about them, you get really sad? Because they're saying there's nothing to be sad about. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Okay. So, Joan, I don't know who, like, Joan brought in. I'm just wondering who it is. Okay. And she's saying, you know, there have been, like, a few opportunities that have opened up for you. There's going to be more. Okay? I'm getting a woman
Thank
in
you.
Spirit with the letter F, as in Francis, or it could be anything, but the letter F. I'm getting, you know, close to another family relative.
Would that work for you if it's your last name with an F?
Yeah, it could be
I
first
would always call her.
Yeah, it could.
Mrs. Fraser with an F.
Okay,
yeah.
And
of course my beautiful mom is there, and they were the best friends. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm just as you're
Absolutely.
Saying that, I have a candle burning, and the candle flame is just going upwards. So there's a beautiful light around you, and those in spirit are very proud of you, and they're watching over you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Okay.
Oh,
well, I'm gonna turn you over. Like I said, I'm getting Joan saying before you let her go, let her know that she's saying you're clairaudient. That you can hear?
Yes.
Do you hear, like, maybe someone calling your name or hear, like, different little noises?
Yes. I'm
okay,
my own medium. I'm a medium, too, for some years
now.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. But she's saying, tell her you are a clairaudient, so she just wants
Thank
to...
Thank you.
You know,
this is so
to verify that.
Especially
okay, well, I'm going to turn you over to the lady. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much for
You're welcome.
A very blessed time. Thank you.
Hi, it's Liz. And I have...
Hi, Liz.
How are
Always
you?
Always wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I pulled the cards here and as soon as you started talking, I'm like, there's more to this woman than we know. There's something, and the first card was iceberg, submerged. And I'm like, okay, there's definitely more. And I was trying to figure out if it was you didn't know there was more to you or if we didn't. So now I know it's about us.
How beautiful. Thank you.
Or about me, I guess. and then the second card was love and compassion. And I'm seeing that you need to give yourself more love and compassion. And to me, I'm like, you're telling DC that you just launched two new brands. And I know people that, you know, create things and I myself do that as well. And I'm like, man, when I launch something, when something's like, I am jumping for joy, I'm bubbling. And I'm like, she's just like, well, I did that. No big deal. You should be thrilled. You should be singing and jumping up and down that you created your vision, that you made it come to life. That's amazing. And it's beautiful. You know, it should be exciting. So celebrate yourself.
Thank you. Thank
you. You're missing a lot of that. And when we don't love ourselves and celebrate how important we are, then we're not able to, we can't find another person that's going to celebrate us and love us. So,
absolutely.
Take yourself out to dinner for your success, for what you've done. You know, treat yourself to something nice because
Lovely.
You're at a new beginning. You're ready to start this new venture, and you're there. You're at the front door.
Fantastic.
But you're letting
Thank
a little,
you.
You're letting a little bit of something get in your way. You know, you're letting something cloud you. So make sure you're getting rid of all that fear, all that worry that something might not work out. Just jump, because you're going to be fine.
Okay.
You know you're going to be fine.
Yay.
And then I have two surrender cards that popped out for you. And the first one is surrender to wonder and awe. open to the magic of every moment, and sense the awe and wonder in all of life. This attitude will keep you connected to the ecstasy of flow, right? So when we're in flow, everything just comes. We don't even have to work, right? I'm sure you've experienced that where everything's just like, oh, here it comes. The work that you had to do was so enjoyable that you didn't even notice that it was work.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, being present in the moment, celebrating when you make an accomplishment, you know, even if it's clapping your hands for yourself, who cares? Take that.
I've done that. I've done that. Yeah. Fantastic. Yep.
Okay. And then
thank you.
The second card I got was surrender your fear of intimacy. You are ready to let love in. Compassionately identify and begin to release any patterns that stop you from opening your heart. So,
okay.
Share authentically you, right? Share who you are without any I'm sorries or shame or any of it. You are perfectly who you are supposed to be. And the right person is going to embrace your story and love it and want to know just you. So unapologetically say who you are and what you do, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And it's really going to be the beautiful, the powerful, and the success. So don't be afraid to share who you are. You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's the message I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to Mary.
Thank you so very
much. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, Mary.
Wow, such beautiful messages. And these are like toppers to that one. So the message, I got three cards from the pool, the Angels and Ancestors deck for you from Carl Gray, and then the other one was from the postcard from Spirit. So it says, dearest wonderful you, to help you manifest a life for the highest good, we invite you to examine your deepest desires. Imagine all your desires, no matter what kind, like magic seed pods in a basket, glowing with infinite potential. Look closely at each one. Are you afraid that some may bring you too much attention and invite negative reactions from others? Is change too daunting? Are you afraid to stretch and grow? Let yourself be led forward and let the seeds of positive intention take to the winds. Your desires count and you are worthy of them. They are essential for co-creating your world. Did you ever consider that when a desire comes from deep within you, it might be spirit moving you to create something beautiful to share with others? Some desires are infused with miraculous powers to move the heart and influence the world in ways you can't possibly know. We know you and love you so very much, deeply, and are so happy to support you. And then in the back, it says, celebrate life.
That's beautiful. You women are so terrific. Thank you.
Thank you. And just like Liz mentioned, it's so funny because when the first card that popped out from the Angels and Ancestors deck is the Eagle card, and I don't know if you have this deck, but the Eagle card has a third, like an eye, and I was like, okay, are you guys telling me that her third eye is open, or what are you communicating? So the Eagle, see from a higher perspective. So look at things from a different angle and fly higher and see new possibilities. When this card appears in a reading, it shows that you have a real ability to take things higher and to move beyond the limitations of your ego and your selfish desires. So you're on the right path. I feel it because when you said that you had some new things, like two brands or three brands, I got so chilled. And, you know, that's usually a confirmation that it's all good. And the next card that flew out for you, so many cards flew out for you, three of them. So the next one is the Direction Guardian. It says, choose your path. So the Direction Guardian card represents the angels of direction. These amazing angels are the ones who come to us when we are at a crossroads and don't know which way to go. When we are unsure of what is right for us, or the bigger picture. They can help us know what is best for all involved. The Direction Guardian card refers to the vision of the Hebrew prophet Ezekiel, who is said to have seen an angel with four different faces. One was a child, one was a bull, and one was a lion, and one was an eagle. These four faces mm-hmm. show that angels can appear in many guises and guide us in many different directions, but always for our highest good. Wow, that's so beautiful. Oh, I didn't want to read the whole thing for you. I just highlighted the things that I really wanted you to hear, or they wanted
Thank
you to
you.
Hear. And then, you're welcome. And then the last card is Autumn. And it says, release the old and rest. Release all of the pressure and expectation weighing you down. Shed it all so that you can recover before moving into a time of renewal. So, mm-hmm.
yeah. Totally understand.
So beautiful.
That.
Yeah.
They
okay,
are.
Good. Because I was like, okay, it's
yes.
You know, whatever came from spirit, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna give her these three cards because that's what fell out.
Fantastic.
I'm not gonna put them back.
Oh
so I'm
wow!
Glad I gave them to you.
Thank you.
And then,
how magnificent.
You're so welcome. And then the crystal that. They picked for you. It was the cry. Mm-hmm. I could never say this word. Chrysoprase. It's the joy, abundance, and revitalization. And it's the color green, mm-hmm. and it's for the heart and sacral chakra. So chrysoprase is the springtime in crystal form. After a long emotional winter, this revitalizing stone can usher in happiness and inspire true
Fantastic.
Joy. It's
mm-hmm.
it's also very opening. Creating a safe space for the heart to give and receive love. For those new to crystals, it is a wonderful introduction, prepping your capacity for the healing energy of other stones. It enhances personal insight, stimulates personal growth, and attracts abundance while reminding you that you're worthy of all of it. It also inspires trust in others and in yourself. It promotes fidelity in both personal and professional relationships. And it's also a stone of forgiveness
mm-hmm.
and softening grudges or regrets. And it's
detoxifying.
Awesome. It also, so mm-hmm. it's a really great crystal. Wow. Chrysoprase.
Okay.
Chrysoprase.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'm so
You're
honored.
So welcome,
it was a long day, and I thought, I have to call on in. I don't know why, and here I am, and it was great to get all
so
these
awesome.
Wonderful messages, to hear from Joan Rivers, to hear from Mrs. Fraser and my mom, and to hear the healing messages that you gave me. I thank you so very much.
You're
so
welcome.
You're welcome.
God
Thanks
bless
for
you,
calling.
Mindy.
Okay. Thank you. I'll let
Make
you
sure
get
you
on to the
in
next
contact
lucky
with us. Call
caller.
Us back.
I will for sure, because the next person I need to hear from is the person that soul that comes in for me many times is
mm-hmm.
George Harrison from the Beatles.
Oh,
I hear from him sometimes.
I've channeled him. I've channeled. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Have you
channeled him before? Yeah. So I don't know, he comes forward sometimes for me and I'm thinking, oh, wow, thank you. There you go. That's just a nod from him.
Beautiful. That is so
thank
beautiful.
You very, very much.
Thank you, Mindy, for calling and making our night so beautiful also.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so very much. I'll call in again. I'm going to find you again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Wow,
beautiful.
What a beautiful caller. It's so amazing to connect with like-minded individuals.
Yes, and all the callers are so beautiful. What an amazing night.
Yeah.
I have to ask you, ladies, I was given a bracelet from a friend. It's a chakra a bracelet, but it's made with lava beads.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, and
I
just,
them.
I feel like it has beautiful energy. And as we know, lava beads are made from volcanic rock. And I like to add, like, essential oils on the lava beads because then it slowly, you know, releases the oil. I just love it, you know.
Wow, yeah, I just asked a girl that comes to one of my classes. She makes them. And I said, I would love a bracelet. And she said, oh, I have all kinds of crystal chips. But I said, do whatever you want. I said, I don't care. I sent her the measurement of my wrist. And I said, you know, you come up with it. And she wrote to me, I think, 3 hours after I saw her. And she says, I got it all made. I think this is my favorite one I've ever done. And I said, oh, my gosh. I said, I was excited, but you're really excited.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I guess that we're supposed to connect next week so I can get it from her. But I was like,
oh, that's cool.
You know, can I pay you for this? And she said, no, you can't pay me. And I said, well, you can't just give it to me. So I said, I'll read your cards for you if you know.
How beautiful.
Because I thought, how beautiful, you know, that she put her time and effort into that. And
yeah.
But I thought it would be
goodness,
for
that
reason, to the oils.
Yeah.
You have them everywhere. You know, you get a little nervous. You just take a little deep breath by your wrist. Okay.
And they're so light, like you forget you even have it on. You know, they're so light that you don't even know you're wearing it. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're a fantastic piece of jewelry.
I sleep with mine. My daughter made me a Mother Mary one, and I sleep with mine all the time. I just take it off the shower and put it right back on.
Yeah, you gifted me one, and she comes with me as well everywhere, you know. I love it. Thank you.
Yes.
I love it. And I just feel like, you know. It's,
and I love the moonstone, you know, moonstone, and she put,
goodness,
that's clear quartz as well on this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely beautiful.
Well, we have one caller left, and that's the time that we have for this last caller. So it's beautiful, perfect timing.
Huh?
So are you ladies ready?
Perfect.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Area code 940, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Do you have a question for us?
No, I don't. I just wanted to see, you know, what the angels may have for me.
Okay.
Okay. Great, Sharon. Okay. This is DC. I'm feeling there might be a little stress with you. You might be a little bit, like, overwhelmed. And the angels are saying, you know, it would be great to just get outside and, you know, with nature, you know, when it's a nice day and forget about everything, you know.
Okay.
Because I do feel like, I do feel like you're worn a little bit thin there. And are you like a people pleaser? You're trying to, like, you know, do for everyone else, but you're not taking care of you as much.
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah.
Yeah. So the angels are saying, you know, take care of you, Sharon. You know. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have pets or do you like pets? Because I just feel like animals love your energy.
Yes, yes, I do. I have a couple of, did you say pets or cats?
Pets, P-E-T-S, cats or pets.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
I have a couple of cats and a couple of dogs. So, yeah, I do.
Okay. Beautiful. I just feel like, you know, we were talking about Herkimer diamonds earlier, but I, you know what, to form a diamond, it has to be under pressure, and that's what I got, like, a visual of you. Your beauty formed under pressure, and I feel like, you know, everything that you've been through, all the pressure, the struggles, it's going to be growth, and I think you have a lot to look forward to. I see a path, before you that's filled with great potential.
Oh, that's
okay,
wonderful.
And I have an affirmation. I am serving my true life's purpose. I feel like things are going to get better, but you've got to take care of you. And, you know, there's a little bit of thinking involved. You've got to make a choice. And when you choose, make it from the heart. And, you know, it has to come from you, no one else. And, you know, allow your angels to come in too and make sure it's for your highest for your highest and for your highest and best, because you truly deserve it.
Oh, thank you.
Does that make
That's
sense to you,
nice.
Hun? Because I feel like, you know, you do deserve the best, but I'm getting like you've got to let go. Like something that you're holding on to is sort of blocking your energy.
Okay.
It could be letting go emotionally even. But there, like I said, I feel like you're overwhelmed, indecisive at times. There's like stress. And if you let it go, you're going to be walking towards freedom, hun.
Okay.
Okay?
Awesome.
So you've got to have faith. You've got to believe. And I am getting, you know, the angels are with you. They're going to help you to have the information that you need to go forward. I feel like, you know, what you're doing, I feel like the spiritual aspect of yourself is growing. You're going to be, you know, learning more and more. And just, you know, make time for meditation. And I feel like you're going to get, like, a lot of answers, you know, from the angels, from your heart and from the universe. That's what I have for you, hon. I'm going to turn you over to the lady, Sharon. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Cece.
You're welcome, honey. God bless.
God bless.
Hi, Sharon, it's Liz.
Hi.
I have a nice message for you. I think it goes similar to DC's. There's a little bit more here for you, though. So I feel, do you have some things that you do things that way because that's the way you know, even though sometimes you don't agree with it? how do I make that make sense? Well, the first card I pulled is ancestors and generations. So sometimes we repeat patterns that we just know from growing up, right? It's what we saw. But sometimes when we can step out of that pattern, we don't have to continue the pattern. So sometimes we need to step out of it to heal it, to fix a part of our life, to heal a part of our life.
Okay.
I shouldn't say fix.
Okay.
It helps us. It helps us to get, because we stay stuck in a rut if we don't fix these, if we don't heal these things in ourselves. So,
okay.
If you find that you keep repeating the same situation again and again, a lot of times that's the opportunity to say, okay, wait a minute. I've been through this before. I can't continue to make the same choice, right? I need to make a different choice.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do? And say, all right. Is it going to be so bad if I decide to do this time instead of that? And let's see what happens, right? That's how we break the pattern. So,
okay.
You know, look at those things that you continue to repeat, those situations in your life that you're like, oh, I'm going through this again. Because those are the things that we need to make a different choice this time. And when we do, we see, you know, fixing that little, or the healing that little area of our life, or making a shift, seeing it, sometimes it's even seeing it from a different point of view, right? It changes everything. It changes everything. We get a whole different result, and a lot of times things become more easy-flowing, effortless. And that's where we want to be. You always want to be going with the flow. You know, everything's just showing up as you need it, right? You're like, everything's in sync.
Yes.
I need, you know. And
That'd
that's
be
nice
awesome.
When
yeah.
life does that. And that's how we know that we're following our path and that we're in sync with spirit because that's how life's going. And we're like, hey, all right. And that's where you want to be. You're not that far off. But there's some things that you, and I don't think, I shouldn't say some things. There's, you know, small things that you could say, you know what, I don't have to do it this way. I can do it another way. And sometimes take yourself out of the situation and observe, be an observer. Don't be, a lot of times we emotionally insert ourselves into situations because they're personal to us, right? But when we start to feel that way, take a deep breath and go, wait a minute. Let me step outside. If this was two other people that was not me, right, and I didn't have an emotional attachment, how would I view this situation? What would my thought be? Sometimes making that shift in perception helps us too. And we go, wait, now I can see that there is, you know, there is value in doing it a different way or, you know, shifting my shifting my thought of what it is. It's okay to change our mind. We don't have to stay stuck with the same thought forever. When we learn more, we can say, oh, you know what? I guess maybe that wasn't the best thought the last time. You know, I know more now.
Mm-hmm.
So the surrender card I pulled for you is surrender the drama. No matter how emotionally charged the situation, remain calm and don't contribute to the drama. Staying centered will help resolve the issue more quickly. So two things about this. I put a lot of times on my, before we respond to something, take a minute to take a deep breath, count to three and say, wait, do I need, you know, instead of doing our knee-jerk reaction, because that's typically what we do. You know,
yes, exactly.
How do I want to say this? And the other thing I noticed about this card is there's like an image of two wolves on there. And there's a story, and I'm sure you can Google it. It's an old Native American folklore about two wolves inside of us, and how one is good and one is bad, and they're constantly fighting each other. That's the drama, right? When it's our ego versus our intuition. Our ego wants us to be emotionally connected and react from a place of emotion, where our intuition allows us to, you know, feel it in our gut and just do the right thing. So we are constantly in that struggle. That's where the drama comes from. So practicing the pause helps us to, weaken the ego part of us that a lot of times causes us to have these dramatic episodes. But Google that story about the two wolves and you'll understand better.
I will. Thank you.
I'll let you get your message from Mary, too, before the show ends. It was good to talk to you tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Sharon. I picked two cards from two different decks. One was Postcards from Spirit, and this is the message. Dearest you, did you know that when you stop fighting and accept everything exactly as it is right now, miracles start to happen? There's a freedom in this kind of radical acceptance. Let go of unrealistic expectations and see things as they really are, not how you'd like them to be. You'll be surprised at how everything seems to fall into place. When you refuse to accept things, life gets messy. You act messy and your world stays in chaos, tension, and disarray. But don't try to force a change or manipulate circumstances. Instead, learn about what is in front of you and face it with your eyes fully open. Then you can decide, stay or go, sink or swim, move or stay still. Acceptance is the key to freedom and opens the door to real opportunities waiting to be discovered. Set yourself and others free. Loving you so very much, always and forever. And in the back of the card, there's a big, huge heart with two beautiful angels.
Oh, that's beautiful. And, thank you.
Oh, that is. The card that I picked from Angels and Ancestors, well, not that I picked, that fell out for you, was the Peacekeeper. It says, let go of the need to be right. Choose peace and happiness over the need to be right. Rather than trying to prove a point, save your energy for what's important. And there's a warrior within you. Yeah. It says, there's a warrior within you that wants to rise up, prove your point, and get the truth across. But you're being reminded by ancestor wisdom that truth will always be revealed in the end. Oof, I'm so chilled. Oh, boy.
Wow,
there is much more
awesome
power in choosing to move forward from a higher perspective. This will allow you to connect deeply to the guidance within and the intuition that will lead you towards the healing of the whole situation. Choose peace. You know it's calling you. Wow. Oh, my gosh. I'm so chilled.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Wow. You're so welcome, Sharon. And last but not least, I'm going to give you a crystal. And it's I don't know if you heard the crystal crystal phrase in my other caller. You got the same crystal.
Uh-uh.
It's for joy, abundance, and revitalization, if I could say that right. And it's green, and it's for the heart and sacral chakra. Did you read the message, what it's for, what it works?
No.
Were you on? Oh, okay, so I'll read it before we get disconnected. Chrysophrase is a springtime in crystal form. After long emotional winters, this revitalizing stone can usher in happiness and inspire true joy. It's also very opening, creating a safe space for the heart to give and receive love. For those new to crystals, it is a wonderful introduction, prepping your capacity for the healing energy of other stones. Chrysophrase can also enhance personal insights, stimulate growth, personal growth, and attract abundance while reminding you that you're so worthy of it. It also inspires trust in others and yourself. It promotes fidelity in both personal and professional relationships. Chrysophrase is the stone of forgiveness, softening grudges or regrets. Healers believe it stimulates the liver, enhancing detoxification. And it's always good to place it over the heart for a sweet, supportive, a sense of openness to open the heart as well. So,
cool. Okay, I'll have to look for that.
Yeah, it's spelled Chrysophrase. Chrysophrase.
Okay.
I guess the H is silent.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. That was really beautiful.
You are so welcome. That was a beautiful
meal. You're welcome.
Yes, it was.
I was going to say, I pulled up real quick that story, The Fight of Two Wolves.
I'll
just read it to you quick. It says, a fight is going on inside me. The terrible fight is between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. The same fight is going on inside of you and inside of every other person, too. Which wolf will win? The one that you feed. So.
Oh, wow. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Well, thank you all so much. That was really good.
You are so welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in. God bless.
God bless y'all.
Yes.
Okay.
You as well.
Have a
wonderful evening. God bless.
All right. Thank you.
Wow, ladies. What an amazing evening.
Yes,
absolutely.
It was.
The energy was over the top. It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
My third eye is buzzing.
Yeah.
It's so sweet.
I was in the picture you just saw.
Liz, I need the Epsom salt. I need to ground again.
I can't
so
help
beautiful.
It. I like when Ginger
so
comes
great.
In and when Joan comes in and just lightens it up a little, you know. You
yeah.
need to laugh, too, because
oh
it's killing. So.
Yes, and laughter is, yep. you know, is key. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, thank you, ladies, for sharing your energy
and
everyone. And
we're all together
oh,
again.
My goodness, I had so much fun. That was incredible.
Yes.
Me, too.
Well, I look forward to connecting you again
next.
Good night. Bye,
yeah.
Mary. Bye, Liz.
Good
bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.